Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some good news on the unemployment front in Massachusetts. The jobless rate fell to 8.9% in October, down from 9.3% the month before. It's the first decline in the rate since June 2007. But that may actually look better than it really is. Employers report the state actually lost 900 jobs last month. And the jobless rate doesn't include underemployed workers. We'll have more on that story in a few minutes. But first, an update on the fund used to pay unemployment benefits. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, it's about to run out of money.
By the end of this year, the state's unemployment trust fund will hit zero. There'll be no more money left for the more than 300,000 jobless residents. But that doesn't mean they won't be getting their weekly checks.
We will begin borrowing from the federal government in January.
Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development Suzanne Bump says more than 20 states already borrow from a federal fund that employers pay into. But borrowing won't be enough. Massachusetts will also increase the unemployment insurance tax rate businesses pay.
The average per employee cost for 2009 has been $583, and it is scheduled to go up to $835 per employee.
That's an increase of more than 40% during one of the worst recessions.
It's a crummy time for that.
Governor Deval Patrick says his administration is working with businesses to soften the blow.
But they also understand that all of us collectively, as a matter of values, have a responsibility for people who are out of work right now. We want to be as responsible and as humane as we can be.
But business leaders say increasing this tax will make Massachusetts unattractive for business at a time when the state needs jobs. Jim Clocky is with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
We are definitely uncompetitive on that front, so a further increase would make us even less competitive.
Massachusetts already has one of the highest unemployment insurance tax rates in the country. In addition, the Medical Security Trust Fund is also nearly out of money. This pays health insurance for laid-off workers. Employers will have to pay more to make that fund solvent as well. John Regan of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts says businesses aren't ready for this increase.
An increase of this magnitude is pretty significant, and I think even the most prudent employers may suffer from sticker shock when they get their bills.
There are a few ways the state could lessen the impact on employers. Secretary Bump says the state is considering borrowing more from the federal government and not raising the tax as much.
It will mean that we will borrow more money and that we will be paying higher interest costs.
Even if the state increases the tax by 40%, it will still have to borrow about $1 billion next year. Bump says the state is not considering reducing jobless benefits. Massachusetts has the highest benefit in the country, with an average of $427 a week, compared to Mississippi, which pays $197. But the reason the trust fund is out of money, says Michael Widmer of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Association, is that the recession has overburdened it.
Really, at an 8%, 7 or 8% unemployment rate, we are paying out more in benefits than we're taking in taxes. So the problem is getting worse, not better.
The last time the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund was depleted was during the last recession in 2004. The state briefly borrowed from the federal fund and fully repaid the loan by the next year. Since then, Massachusetts has maintained relatively low reserves, and that's contributed to the problem it's facing now. The state expects it will have to keep borrowing until 2013, putting the fund billions of dollars in debt. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.